It's the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 203, for Friday, May the 10th, 2019. Feelings follow behavior. Hey, welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Back in 2010, I saw an online article. It was entitled, Action Creates Emotion. Want to change how you're feeling? Change what you're doing. The article went on to cite some things that I remember learning back in some early psychology classes back in college, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Let me read a portion of this article to you, and you may have heard of this experiment, but it'll launch us into this conversation today. In the summer of 1971, a team of researchers led by psychology professor Phillips Zimbardo divided a group of undergraduates randomly into two groups, prisoners and prison guards, and arranged for them to act out their respective roles in a mock prison in the basement of the Stanford Psychology Building. Within days, the guards began to display authoritarian attitudes, ultimately subjecting some of the prisoners to intentional humiliation. The prisoners developed passive attitudes, many sinking into a depressed state. The experiment had to be stopped after only 6 days. The Stanford Prison Experiment is often said to illustrate the power of social roles in shaping behavior, but it also illustrates the power of behavior to elicit real, powerful emotions. The guards in Zimbardo's experiments were not really guards, and the prisoners were not prisoners. They were all volunteers. They were all students. But once they began to act the part, they began to feel the part. It's pretty impressive, right? We often want to change how we feel. It's why people go to a therapist. Sadness, depression, anxiety. We want relief from the sober seriousness of our feelings. That's why Monday I began with an episode about laughter. People who suffer chronic bad feelings can't laugh. The other day, I'm told the sad story of a woman suffering ill health. Her weight has piled on through the years. She now tops the scales north of 300 pounds. It's taking a toll. Even though she knows what to do to get her life back on course toward improvement, like most, she's waiting until she feels better. Do you see the problem? She feels the way she feels because her actions have resulted in putting her in this state. She's not ignorant of what she needs to do, but she's not motivated to change. And while she's waiting, her health is failing. Well, she'd best not wait too long. What about you? What are you waiting for? Foolishly, we try to control how we feel or what we think. Like we're just going to be determined, right? Meanwhile, our minds are filled with feelings and thoughts that we don't want. Much of the time, they're quite opposite of what we desire. Interaction, meaningful actions and behaviors that can serve us or not. Do you ever feel helpless? You ever feel hopeless? Well, of course you do. Sometimes. We all do. Well, sit there passively concentrating on not feeling that way. And you know what's going to happen. It's only going to deepen the feeling. Or face the reality that when you feel that way, you are still able to start your day. You are able to get out of bed. You're able to go about with whatever chores are staring you in the face. Whatever that to-do list looks like, you're still able to do that. Well, now ask yourself, how are you able to do that if you're completely helpless? Well, the truth is you're not completely helpless. You just feel like you are. The fact is you are in control of your actions, including the ones that you are choosing not to do. But I don't feel like doing that. That's the battle cry, right? We all say it. Translation, I don't feel like doing that because it's too hard. It's too difficult. The question is, too hard or too difficult the same as impossible? Well, hardly. What about courage, tenacity, determination, the very ingredients for change, improvement, and growth? New things often scare us, and that includes new habits of living. This poor obese woman is likely afraid of changing her eating habits. Maybe like so many others, she is saying to herself, it's just going to fail anyway. But isn't she failing now? Failing to take care of herself? Failing to increase her self-esteem? Failing to live her best life? She's spiraling. and perhaps a serious health scare. Maybe that'll impact her. But she could easily wait until it's too late. Any of us could. Deep down, she knows her life is out of control, even though it's fully within her control. And like us, she's living in a way to temporarily satisfy herself, to make herself feel better in the moment. We talked about this yesterday. But that behavior to take care of herself in this moment, to just get whatever feeling she's after, is destroying her. It happens. And it happens to any of us, not her, us. We lose control of our lives. Well, we surrender control of our lives. Our expectations lower, and we sink deeper, and we sink deeper, and the shame just grows. Alcoholism and many other maladies can overcome our lives. Behavioral problems. The only remedy for addictions, including overeating, is to do something. To do something. Alcoholics can't think about change any more than this obese woman can just sit around and think about change. They can't miraculously change how they feel, but they can behave differently. And it's why support groups exist. They're not restricted to addictions, but there are other sufferings that can benefit from support groups. To illustrate this, I have commonly used a group, the National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children. These poor people have done nothing. Their feelings are not based on anything they've done. However, in order to help change their feelings towards something profitable, they need support. They need help from others who understand. Beats sitting around their lonely houses pining about their condition, something they've got every right to do, but it's not profitable. They need to find their new normal so they can move forward in spite of their loss, in spite of their grief. The organization is dedicated to help them do that. Well, what better place to find the resolve to take the actions necessary to move forward with life in spite of your tragic situation than to put yourself and be surrounded by people who get it, people who are just like you. They've suffered it too. They know what you're feeling. Sadly, society has done a disservice for countless millions who suffer a variety of conditions through no fault of their own. Well-intended people and systems view many forms of mental illness issues as beyond control of the person, which fosters people feeling and behaving, well, like victims. Yes, there are many psychological issues that can be effectively treated with the help of medication, but it certainly doesn't mean that all of these people are without any control. It does mean society's attempts to remove whatever stigma might be attached to any of these diagnoses has resulted, well, it's probably resulted in likely many misdiagnoses of just behavioral problems that may not have anything to do with legitimate mental health concerns. We want pills. We want shots. We want the quick fix. When my kids were young back in the 80s, it was quite popular to hear parents with kids who had ADD, attention deficit disorder. Fact is, many of these kids were being medicated, and many of these kids were, well, in my opinion, just kids. Acting like a kid doesn't mean your child has ADD. And so we too often compensate people, like the obese woman, with validation to make them feel better. But it's got just the opposite effect. They're given incentives to surrender their sense of responsibility and behavior. We rob them of their self-esteem. We rob them and we rob ourselves of self-respect. We make them and we make ourselves victims, thinking that we're serving them. No, we're victimizing them. How do you feel? What feelings do you have that you would like to change? There's only one remedy for changing your feelings. Yep, sometimes medication's necessary. I am not a doctor, and you should absolutely seek a mental health professional if you're feeling despondent and if your depression, your anxiety is more than just a passing feeling. You need to seek professional help. It is not some sign of weakness. It is simply a sign that you are at some perhaps moment in your life where you need some help. We all do. Each of us is obligated to change our behavior. Each of us has to accept responsibility for our own actions, our own outcomes. You can refuse it and remain a victim. Victims feel a sense of shame and blame. The feelings don't serve us because victims, well, like the study at Stanford proved back in the 70s, they act like victims instead of acting like the people capable of behaving better. That's why I end each show with two action verbs that depend on you taking action. Be well, do good, grow great. They're verbs. Hey, are you a small business owner in the United States? And by small, I don't mean the size of the revenue or your headcount. Rather, I mean you're close to the work. You're close to the customers. You're close to the people in your company who serve the customers. I'm going to invite you to join me at the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. This is an online peer advisory group of just 7 entrepreneurs interested in growing great. This is a paid-for mastermind group of just 7 small business owners who will meet online every other week to support each other, serve each other, and invest in learning, understanding, and growth. You can visit the website, thepeeradvantage.com. Complete that application today, and I look forward to talking with you. That's it. That's all for this week. We'll kick it off and do it again next week. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to the mothers in the audience. And I hope all is well with you and your family. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell, and the website is growgreat.com.